Welcome to TED in Your Head, the podcast created exclusively to help you transform your thinking to show up powerfully and authentically in your life and in your business. Your host is Ted Moreno, certified hypnotherapist and high performance coach. On this show, we talk about how to tap into the power of your mind, release bad habits, eliminate fear and the limiting beliefs that may be holding you back. We dive deep into cultivating the success mindset that you need for a life of abundance, health, and happiness. Let's check it out and welcome your host, Ted Moreno.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the TED in Your Head podcast. My name's Ted Moreno, certified hypnotherapist, high performance coach, helping people to get rid of the bad stuff like head trash, bad habits, negative thinking, and bring in the good stuff, right? Motivation, good habits, positive thinking, the ability to take action and move themselves forward. That's what we're all up to essentially. But if you're struggling and you need some help, you don't have to stay in that funk. I'll tell you how to get in touch with me at the end of today's show. But for now, let's get into the topic of our podcast, 5 ways to get free from a funk. Have you ever had one of those days or weeks where you just feel stuck, unable to take action, unmotivated, lethargic, not right, a bit burned out? If so, then you know how it feels to be in a funk. I'm not talking about being funky, like, play that funky music. No, not talking about that. I'm talking about feeling kind of down, deflated, sad, a little depressed, melancholy. You know, you've got the blues, you're feeling stuck. Or maybe you wake up one day and you're not feeling well rested. Something's off, something hurts. You're not feeling well, but it's not really a cold or some kind of sickness. It's just, you know, feeling stuck in a funk. Well, guess what? You're in good company because everybody feels this way sometimes. I, myself, used to be a real funkster, like in a funk all the time. When I was in my teens and early 20s, I was certainly the funk meister and not in a good way. I was just kind of blue a lot of the time. Melancholy, just feeling kind of funked up. That changed when I started to really work on myself using the following strategies that I'll share with you today. I still find myself in a funk occasionally, but it never lasts more than a few hours now. Being in a funk is no fun. It can stop us from doing what we need to do, feeling the way we want to feel, and being who we want and need to be. So, here are 5 ways to get free from a funk and unstuck from the muck. I want to remind you that this is all written out for you at tedmoreno.com/blog. So check it out and print it out if you need to. So here's the first step. I call it AAA, acknowledge, accept, and ask. And this first step is really important. Here's what you do. You want to sit down, take a breath, and say to yourself out loud or in your mind, you want to say, I'm in a funk. I accept that I'm in this place, and I'm asking my mind, tell me, what's going on? What can I do to get out of this? I know I can get out of this. You don't want to beat yourself up and make it worse by saying, I suck because I'm in this funk, or I'm such a stupid funker for feeling this way. No. Be nice to yourself. You want to breathe. Get connected to your body's wisdom and allow your mind and body to give you some information that might be helpful. You also might want to give yourself some positive affirmations such as, I'll get through this. This is temporary. This too will pass. We're talking about being there for yourself, even if that might be unfamiliar or uncomfortable for you. Practice, you'll get better. So if you do this, for instance, you might realize it's the anniversary of losing someone you love, as in a death or breakup or divorce, right? You may realize, oh yeah, anniversary is like next week, or, you know, the weather's warm like it was when that person passed, or I lost that person. And that can be triggering, right? Or if you're a woman, you might realize that you're going to start your period soon and you're just not aware of that. Or maybe something happened. Somebody said or did something that's still stuck in your head, like a pebble in your shoe, and you're kind of ignoring it or repressing it. Or perhaps you saw or heard something on the radio or social media that made you feel sad or fearful or insecure. If you take the time to do the three A's, acknowledge, accept, and ask, you might find that something bubbles up to the surface as to why you're feeling this way. And if that happens, you can address it consciously instead of letting it run you. If nothing bubbles up, that's still okay. Sometimes it's sunny, sometimes it's gloomy, and sometimes we don't know why. That's the way life is, and that's where acceptance comes in. Either way, you want to do step number two. Step number two is become number one. What do I mean by that? In other words, prioritize yourself and your self-care. Put yourself at the top of your list of priorities. And you can start by asking yourself, am I doing the things I know I need to do to feel my best? If not, get back to doing those things that you know you need to do by doing as many of them as you can. Maybe you can't do all of those things, right? Maybe you can't do your whole morning routine or do your whole workout. That's okay. Just do what you can. We're talking about basic stuff such as good sleep, good nutrition, moving your body. Are you drinking enough water? Dehydration can leave us feeling low on energy as well as achy and fatigued. How about supplementation? Maybe you've fallen out of the habit of taking your supplements. If supplementation is not your habit, maybe it will help and be a good thing to do for a while. Consider getting more electrolytes, iron, particularly if you're a woman, vitamin B or vitamin D. And there are supplements out there that address mood, right? So there's over-the-counter supplements. They're usually herbal in nature. Stuff like St. John's wort, which is helpful for mood regulation. So check that out. And speaking of vitamin D, are you getting enough sunlight and fresh air? We have a tendency to forget how important these things are. If you live in a cold climate where you can't go outside, consider getting a happy light. What is a happy light? It's a full spectrum light that mimics the sunlight that prompts your body's natural energy enhancers to help you relax, focus, and feel revitalized. This can be helpful if you're subject to SAD, S-A-D, which stands for seasonal affective disorder, which some people suffer from when there's a lack of sunlight due to, you know, the change in the seasons, right? Especially in areas like way north, where during the winter, there's not a whole lot of sunlight. They do sell these lights actually on Amazon, but you can get them at a lot of different places. Next, moving your body is so important to get out of the funk. Don't go crazy and hurt yourself or overstress your body. If you're in a funk, you're in a bit of a weakened state. So take it easy. Don't overdo it. Walking, jogging, yoga, whatever you can do, even if it's not as much as you want to do, do something. And when it comes to taking good care of yourself, when you're in a funk, you want to avoid alcohol. You want to avoid smoking marijuana and whatever other recreational drugs you can get your hands on. These things can make things worse because they're depressants and they'll add to your lethargy and lack of energy. Try not to medicate unless it's over-the-counter stuff for cramps and or pain. Be aware and conscious of what your body is telling you. And avoid doom scrolling on social media. When I do that, when I find myself just scrolling and scrolling, I say to myself, man, this is a total waste of time. And I actually feel bad about myself, right? This is a real problem we're all struggling with. You don't want to medicate yourself on social media. So create some kind of standards like no social media until noontime or none whatsoever for a couple of days. You can figure this out. Number three, clear the deck. What does that mean? This means creating space by removing unnecessary things so that you are ready to take action. For example, cleaning out a desk drawer or closet, getting rid of stuff, or uncluttering. We think we own our stuff, but often it owns us and has the tendency to create clutter in our homes and in our minds. Letting go of stuff, getting rid of stuff, uncluttering allows flow to happen, right? When you're in a funk, there's no flow. So uncluttering lets flow, create space for new stuff. You might need to clear engagements or appointments that you're not ready for or really don't want to do. Think carefully about that. Or maybe you need to let someone go in your life that's bringing you down, such as a partner, friend, or associate. This could potentially be a big decision. So put some thought and consideration into it. Might be one of those things that bubbles up where you're sitting there and you realize, yeah, this is not working for me. Might be time to make a change. Also, another way to create space in your mind would be journaling. Getting all the head stuff, all the head trash out and onto paper can be a way of unburdening yourself, giving you a chance to explore thoughts, feelings, past experiences, and future expectations. It's a great opportunity to create or reinforce outcomes such as goals, dreams, and desires. Definitely balance this with gratitude for the good fortune you now have in your life. Number four, open the curtains, let the light in, and the funk out. You know where the word funky comes from? It's from the French word for smoke, right? So the word funk originally means kind of musty, earthy, right? Which is where we get the term funky, right? Something with a funky beat, it's kind of earthy, it's kind of down there, right? But when we talk about funk and the way we're talking about it, it's like cloudy thinking. It's like, you know, your mind is like stuck in the muck, right? Okay. So when I say open the curtains, let the light in and the funk out, explore what inspires you, what prompts you to be your best self, right? This is the light. What makes you laugh? What makes you feel good? Is it going out with friends that are positive, encouraging, and supportive? Or maybe it's just lunch with your mentor or best friend. Don't show up and throw up all your troubles like, you know, if you're going to go hang out with someone. Just hang out, be free from your troubles for a while, and ask them how they're doing. Is it dancing? Playing music or making art, is that your light? If so, do it. Maybe getting out in nature allows you to kind of, you know, bring in something new, right? Every day is a new day. Every sky is a new sky. Getting out in nature has been a prescription for what ails you since recorded history. Even just sitting in a park with lots of trees. As you might know, I walk around a lake most days of the week. That's one of the ways I keep the funk away. How about your favorite feel-good movies that leave you feeling positive and upbeat? Or reading a good book? Yeah, Lawrence of Arabia, one of my favorite movies. Casablanca, right? Or even for me, watching a concert film of my favorite artists, right? Even YouTube videos, just like, wow. Just makes me feel so up watching somebody just create incredible art. So check that out, right? Favorite feel-good movies. Another recipe or another strategy for getting out of a funk is bring in something new, like a new class, a new project. Do something you haven't done before. If you're feeling burnt out and that's part of your funk, the key to burnout is novelty. Bringing something new in. And last but not least, for letting the light in, don't forget the power of positive affirmations and self-talk, including gratitude. There's always something to be grateful for. And keep that in front of you all the time, especially when you're in a funk. Number five, hack a pathway out of the funk, right? Structure, planning, scheduling, and organizing might sound boring, but these are some of the keys to success. You might have to spend a few hours or maybe even a day sitting around feeling funky, but as soon as you can, make a plan to do something. Make a list before you go to bed at night so you have something to reach for when you wake up. Not only that, but making a list of what you want to do the next day allows your mind to sleep on it and get more comfortable with it. So give yourself some direction. Get an accountability partner to help you do the things that you want to do. Do what you can to take some action, because when you're in a funk, the best thing is to do something. Make it something good. So there, you feel that funk lifting just a bit? I hope so. If you need some help freeing yourself from feeling stuck in a funk, reach out to me at tedmoreno.com/contact, and we'll talk. We'll see if hypnotherapy and high-performance coaching is right for you. It's right for a lot of people. Been right for a lot of people over the past 20 years that I've been in private practice. Might be right for you. Just saying. Check it out. Here's a quote by Vernon Howard. Never fear to deliberately walk through dark places, for that is how you reach the light on the other side. Thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourself. Don't forget, tedmoreno.com/blog is where you can find a blog post of this podcast. You can print it out and have a lot of these recommendations available for you. So, again, take good care of yourself, and we will talk soon. Bye now.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the TED in Your Head podcast. If bad habits, fears, and limiting beliefs are keeping you from the success you want, then it might be time to change your mind. To learn more about how TED can personally help you win at life and business, visit www.tedmoreno.com. That's www.tedmoreno.com. And we will see you next time on the TED in Your Head podcast.